I loved that show. I mean, I loved doing it. And Rene directed it. Great. He was great at directing that show. I really enjoyed the fact that there's this doctor that turns up on this planet, and he is so arrogant and full of himself that he thinks he can cure the planet of all their diseases and probably get whatever the equivalent of the Nobel Prize was. And he failed. Kills a bunch of people. A whole bunch of people die because he screwed up. That doesn't happen on TV. The good guys don't screw up. And I love the fact that he did, and it all went horribly wrong. And he had to, you know, go back to the drawing board and figure out where he went wrong. Maybe it's because I was terribly arrogant. Maybe it's because I put my own interests above those of my patients. Great lesson for any doctor at the end of the day. And fantastic that he could exercise all that on TV where it didn't really matter and real people didn't really die.
Trevian was right. There is no cure. The Dominion made sure of that. And I was so arrogant, I thought I could find one in a week.
Maybe it was arrogant to think that. But it's even more arrogant to think there isn't a cure just because you couldn't find it.
And then finally, when he got his act together and he got himself under control, and he realized that a softly, softly approach was going to be much better than this gung-ho approach to fixing the problems on this planet. That he could heal this people on this planet, but he could only do it one at a time, not with a magic wand. Then he started to make progress, and people started to survive. And that he couldn't save the people who were there now, but he could save the next generation. It was a great show for me. It was something I hadn't even thought about, you know. It was a lesson for me as a person reading that show. I was like, oh yeah, it was great. And it was a privilege to play that character.